I'm here to tell you today that being friends with someone that is like-minded is a positive, healthy, beneficial thing, which is the opposite of what we hear sometimes. We hear, expand your horizons, be friends with different types of people with different views. I'm challenging that today in this episode. That's up next. Welcome to the Not a Mama Life podcast, where our child-free views are heard, matter, and celebrated in life, love, relationships, work, entrepreneurship, and much more. This is your judgment-free, no questions asked corner of the podcast world, and I am glad you're here. Let's live our Not a Mama life. Being friends with someone that is like-minded is completely underrated. I feel that we get the impression and we're programmed to not have friends that are so like us, to expand our friend circle, to make sure that we are friends with all sorts of people. I'm not sure that's the best advice. My thoughts are, being friends with someone that is like-minded is a benefit, is a positive, is supportive, is conducive to a healthy relationship. Now, what I'm not saying is that to avoid people that are not similar to you, or to avoid people that have differences. But what I am saying is that there are so many positives, so many healthy positives to be in a circle or network of people and friends that are like-minded. Here are some examples. Depending on when you're listening to this episode, 2020 taught us this exact lesson. Yes, you can be friends with people that have different religions, that have different political views. But what's hard and what's not necessarily needed is being with friends or being friends with someone who has radically different values or radically different thoughts, opinions, values that are different than yours. What was also taught in 2020 by 2020 was that you can have a difference of opinion, but sometimes the line is blurred between difference of opinion and difference of values and ethics. So I'm here to tell you that being friends with someone who is like-minded, being friends with someone who gets you, who relates to you, whose ethics and values are like yours, is a benefit. It's a positive thing. It's a valuable thing. It's a healthy thing to do. And I'm not sure that this thought or approach is valued out there or is given as much recognition as it should. And I think that's disappointing, actually, to be honest with you. But the older I get, the wiser I get, I hope to think, that life is hard. Going through life is hard. So friendships and connections should not be. And so that's why I choose to surround myself in my network of people, in my network of friends, in my network of business. I choose to surround myself as much as possible with like-minded friends. That's a wrap. Thanks for spending your time with me. Would love for you to share this podcast with your child-free BFF. And when you do so, make sure you tag me over on Instagram at @notamama. And while you're there, let's continue this conversation. Until next time, go live your Not a Mama life.